now you do it in Valentine's Day. So
what do you mean after 3 months you're doing it?
Yeah.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast with yourself, with me, Big Party, and then there's Molly over there, and we got Super Gracie producing the magic. You want to get in on the show with us, it's bpscrasser@gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962. Are you ready to do a little motivation?
I'm ready.
This is your categories this week, okay? Would you rather eat? Are your categories. Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. Cold gravy straight from the fridge with a spoon.
Okay.
I can do that all day long.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound terrible to me.
A tuna sandwich that got warm in your car. I don't know about that.
How many sick days do you have at work?
Exactly.
After you decide to do that.
And then we have a banana that's bruised, mushy, and somehow still not sweet. A, B, or C?
I'll take A, gravy straight out of the fridge with a spoon. All right,
here we go.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
Amen, brother.
Was that Denzel Washington?
Yeah, reading? I think so. Now I'm stealing stuff. Yeah, Denzel Washington's fantastic. I love him. And who other voices do we love?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's hands another good down. One.
Mm-hmm. How about the guy who did Affleck? Affleck, that comedian. Do you know who that is? Oh, all right. Anyway, I don't like his voice. Just
Gilbert Godfrey. Affleck. That one. Okay. Yes. Yeah, no, that one's kind of that one's a little tough. Yeah.
Remember when he got canceled and then Affleck separated with him? And so they did a national campaign looking for the replacement for the next person that all they do is say Affleck, and you get like $100,000 check a year.
Did you audition?
That. No, I did not audition.
Me.
Hey, I thought of it. You know, I thought about it because how difficult could that be, number one? But then I can't remember who won it. Some CEO already had cash, I think it was. He ended up winning the whole national contest. And it sounds exactly like Gilbert.
Oh, they just like found somebody who just sounded exactly like him.
Yeah.
Without the controversy.
Yes. And I was thinking that maybe, I guess that's just all they're looking for. But anyway, I can't stand his voice at all. Lancers went to the Lancer game this weekend.
And
it was fantastic. Oh, we have tickets. All right. So if you want to win tickets, all you got to do is go to bigpartyshow.com on the contest page. It's for this Friday. We're almost at Valentine's Day. It's this Friday night at Liberty First Credit Union Arena. All right. We got a 4-pack of tickets. They're taking on, looks like Sioux Falls for Faith and Family Night. Faith and Family Night.
That's nice.
I made the Jumbotron.
You did?
I did make the Jumbotron.
Did you have to like kiss Wylene or anything, or was it just?
No, I was hoping. I didn't get that. This is what happened. I'm sitting there and I look down and somehow the flashlight on my phone turned on. Molly, this took a second, 2 seconds. I was that guy looking down at his phone.
Oh, and they found you. And they're like, look at this loser. Comes all the way here just to hang out on his phone and watch cat videos. You're like, I looked down for a minute. They're like, we've been watching you for a while, sir. We were waiting.
I looked down for 1 second to shut it off. Even Katie, Wylene's sister, confirmed that. Because I looked down, I'm like, why is that on? It's just going to burn my battery or whatever. So I push it. And then as I'm pushing it, Wylene goes, we're on TV. And I look up. And I just did, you know, whatever. And then it cut and I was gone instantly. And I was like, I barely got that up. That sucks. I've always wanted to be on a Jumbotron. And that's what it was. And Wylene looked at me. I didn't realize that during that particular moment, I was looking down at my phone, turning it off. And she said, I can't believe they got you on the Jumbotron looking at your phone. I'm like, oh, God, my stomach hurt.
You're like, we have to leave right now.
No, I was thinking this. This is what I was thinking, that sometimes they do that. People do that. The camera guy will find a person not interested. Mm-hmm. There's always that one person that's on the phone, and they'll put him on the Jumbotron. And I was that guy.
Yeah,
of all guys, I was that guy.
Mm-hmm. I love how you're like, I was just looking at my phone for a hot second. I'm like, give me a break.
I was. I absolutely was. 100% accurate. I was. But if you want tickets, we got a 4-pack. You can become that guy. Have you ever been on a Jumbotron before?
I have no idea. I mean, maybe. I doubt it. I don't go to those kind of events.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to go to a sporting event, which we all know that's not happening. And I mean, the kind of events I go to are concerts, unless it's Coldplay catching me with my significant other who isn't Peter. I don't think I'd ever get a chance to do that. I had a girlfriend party last night. And
okay.
Peter's like, what's his name? Like, just who is he? And I was like, well, his name's Sharla and Jen. So there you go.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to do that with Wylene. She's working a lot.
What's his name? I'm like, I said, I barely have enough energy to be married to you. You think I have some sort of magic bandwidth to like hang out with somebody else?
Yeah.
God, I barely want to be. Barely want to be awake, let alone intimate with somebody that's not you.
How much more work would that be doing that?
Oh,
starting
my God.
It all over. I'm not interested.
The duplicity
either.
Of it. It sounds exhausting.
Yes.
I mean, and everyone's like, well, no. I'm like, no, it sounds pretty exhausting. And I've had friends whose husbands have had other relationships going on during their marriage.
Oh, no.
And
really?
It
that
is
sucks.
Always. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was one where, I mean, he had like multiple relationships going on. I was like, who has that kind of time and energy?
What was his deal? Did he have some just like issues? Obviously issues with fidelity, but he just wasn't happy with his.
No, he's just
to
he's
keep
a narcissist.
It going.
No, he's
oh
a
my
narcissist.
God,
I mean, it's
gross.
Just you can never get enough attention. And he traveled for work, so opportunities presented themselves. I mean, and so it was easy to juggle. You know, I mean, I know. I
that
trust
doesn't sound
me.
Like anything I would ever be interested in doing.
Well, especially I was like that guy. It really goes to prove that anybody.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
It's like one of those things where you're like, really? Well,
that guy, who's that guy? Yeah. I don't, I'm not that isn't in my DNA to do that, you know? But it's, I mean, I've been, you know, cheated on before and that's never a good feeling. I couldn't imagine at this age, what would happen if I became all of a sudden single. I understand how people can become homeless.
You'd wither and die. You would.
Because I would be homeless.
You need, you
know.
Wylene is in the catbird seat. Wylene's like, I'll be fine. If something happens between the two of us, life will go on for Wylene.
Not for me.
For you.
You're that guy
this
holding
is
up
it,
a sign.
Pal.
Yeah.
Make it work. Otherwise, you're living out of a car.
Yeah, so, yeah. I would be living out of the car. I would have cardboard. But I think I would do it differently. Instead of saying anything helps, you know, I would dance for my dollars a little bit. I would perform, maybe clean some windshields, any corner that lets me. I'd have to battle that out with the other guys, though. I'm sure they just take shifts because sometimes over on L Street, you can see a few guys hanging out and there's like two sitting behind a sign and stuff chilling. And then this guy is there. There's like one guy who has he only has one hand. But he's there all the time. One day I wanted to follow him, see where he lived just to see, but I
like a creeper, like a weirdo psychopath. Where do you live? God, no wonder you've been broken up with. They're like, what kind of thoughts go through that guy's head? I'm going to follow the homeless guy, see where he lives. I've got time on my hands.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what I would. I mean, I would like to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get into weeds with this stuff. Yeah, basically, what I'm saying is that I'm that guy. You know, what do they say? Everybody's, you know, has like two paychecks before they're homeless. I don't believe that, but I guess it depends, right?
Oh, I think a lot of people,
you know,
live like
I just
that.
Don't know how that would work, but all I have
well,
to do
it's
is
called
be
poverty.
Yeah. I'd be left behind. And
I mean, yeah. Most people have at some point in their life probably struggled with some form of financial insecurity. I mean, I had to get creative when I was in my 20s.
I actually one time, it wasn't even that long ago. It was pre-Wylene, of course. And it was before I got an apartment. I actually went homeless for like a month and a half and just slept on people's floors and stuff with my dog, Wrigley, because I didn't want to get an apartment. Does that make sense?
No. It does not. Hey, my dog, can I crash at your place? You're like, you have a job. Get an apartment. Yeah. No, I remember when this was. I didn't realize that you were homeless at the time. I thought
I didn't.
That you were just,
no.
You know.
Yeah, no. I had moved out of my place. And then I guess I moved in with a girlfriend for a minute. And then that fell apart quickly. And then I just decided, no, you know what? I ain't going to do anything. I'm not going to get an apartment. My dog.
I'm
going to
be somebody else's problem.
And I was, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, have you been looking at the apartment listings? Just curious if you've had an opportunity to go look at a couple for rent opportunities.
Well, I went to visit my buddy who was living in an apartment complex, mm-hmm. right? And it was
that was the summer of swim. You had pool. You were a pool boy for you've always kind of circled back to pool boy life. You are a bit aquatic. Yeah, but that was when you got super tan. You were tan mom.
Yeah, I was tan mom. And anyway, we're sitting at the pool and I was just visiting, and I remember seeing like these hawks flying out. It was before, is that like 168th in Maple?
And there was just that field.
It was just a field, right? It was beautiful. And the sunsets were right there. And I just remember sitting at that pool with him. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get I'm going to see if I can get an apartment here on
He's
a ground
like,
floor.
Don't.
Well, what happened?
I wanted
was...
you to get an apartment, but someplace else. I don't want to run into you. I don't want you to be able to come over whenever you want.
Well, this is the deal. They had one apartment ground floor clear across the apartment complex, right? Mm-hmm. But they also had one right behind his apartment on the ground floor. And I thought, oh, my God, I can live next door. And when I said that, the look on his face said it all. So I got the apartment across the apartment complex is what I did.
Why? Because did he just start to cry? It's like, please. No.
Yes, that's what happened. And then, then I moved forward ever since then. So, Wylene, the sweet Wylene, is she's my queen. So she better not. I guess this message is to scare her.
Scare her to what?
I don't know.
What are you trying to scare her off? She's like, trust me, there have been enough opportunities. I know who I married.
Yeah, she does. Valentine's Day's coming.
I'm excited. Yeah. Are you doing anything? It. What are you planning?
I don't know yet, Molly. I don't even know what to do. Something fun. I don't know if we're going out. We haven't really planned anything on that
level.
You're
not going to be able to get a reservation for a Saturday night on Valentine's Day. And you're talking like
friends.
How many days ahead?
I got friends. I can make something happen. If I had to, if we go out and someone does me a solid and you hear me for the next week talking about their business, you'll know what happened.
We'll understand. Bought and paid for show. You're like, let me tell you, you've not been to the McDonald's on 132nd and Q.
Yes. Oh my God. What would be a good fast food joint to go to on Valentine's Day, if that was your thing? I know some people probably do that. I mean, dinner's dinner. Sometimes it doesn't matter what it is. It's just about being with that person. What if you were dating someone for within the first 6 months? We'll just say 3 months.
Okay.
And it's Valentine's Day and he takes you to McDonald's or something like that.
Well, first of all.
Yeah.
Going out on Valentine's Day after 3 months already makes me want to like.
Are you kidding
me? Fall
into
a hole and die.
Really?
That's oh, I when would be you like, go I'm out. Busy. I've got stuff and things. I'd be like,
it's Valentine's Day. No, you're supposed to be romantic. It's 3 months. You've been dating. You guys have been doing it. You guys know everything about each other's body. Now you do it and Valentine's Day. So
what do you mean after 3 months you're doing it?
Yeah. Well, you can't tell me you sit and wait for, what do you wait a year? Huh? You wait a year.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying people in general. I don't know.
Even if you are sleeping together after 3 months, Valentine's Day is taking it to a different level.
Is it? Why?
Yeah. I had a guy send me flowers once on Valentine's Day. We'd been dating for like a couple months. And I just stared at them. I mean, it seriously gave me like a borderline panic attack. Like they just sat on the table and I just looked at them and I didn't know what to do with them. Like I was like, I don't know what to do with this person. Like I got to break up with you now. Like now I've got to break up with you.
Oh God. Now you're scaring every single dude that's listening.
No, not everybody's like me. I'm
okay. Yeah.
I'm not, I am not saying I'm well, I was well adjusted in the dating world. I was just skittish.
All right. So how long had you been with Peter before Valentine's Day?
Almost a year.
Oh, so you guys met kind of around that time then?
We met in April and started dating in like June. So by the time it got to February, it was at that point where it, I mean, that was like Valentine. I mean, that is, you got to do something for Valentine's Day. You got to send flowers or whatever. But 3 months, you still don't even know that person.
I guess you're right.
You could be like, guess what? I found out he's a serial killer. I mean, seriously, there's so much stuff you could hide in 3 months. You could date somebody for 3 months and never see their apartment.
I guess you're right. 3 months. Now that I'm thinking about it, 3 months is a pressure. That's a pressure cooker there.
Yeah. Three months is kind of like you text each other like, hey, today's a day. Hope you're having fun. And you're like, yep, it's a day. All right.
Yeah.
What about you and Wylene? You guys hadn't been dating that long when Valentine's Day came. What did you do?
I gave her that candle, the Wylene candle.
Wow, that would have sent me running for the hills.
No,
I'd be like, he got me something and he made it?
February. That would have been, when did we meet? No, we would have met in November.
Yes.
All right, so November, December, January, February. All right, so it would have been within three months.
Obviously, according to your standards, you're totally doing it. You know each other's bodies.
I didn't even think how I could have scared her off. So I made that candle. I actually made a candle. I took all these other candles and I melted them and I put them in a candle thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like a glass. And then I layered it out, but it ended up all mixing together and just becoming red. Mm-hmm. Because when you pour, of course, hot candle wax in there, if there's not enough, it's going to melt that too. And then through the layers, I put a metal W inside of it, and I buried it, and I had the wicks coming out, and I told her, and by the time you get down to the something's inside there, there's a gift in there for you. So it's like she can't open it up, she's got to sit and wait. And then there's like the candle has God, if we had 2 seconds, do you have a minute? I'll go grab the candle if you want. But
she still has it.
Yeah, I just found it. It's crazy. She holds on to stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna put it in her office because I found it in a cabinet. I'm like, all right, now this is just kind of hiding now.
She's
maybe
like,
for a reason. Yeah, I found the thing and I'm like, wow, look at this. Look at this.
You're romantic, though. You're very much a romantic, and you do like to be in a committed relationship. You don't like to be alone.
No, I don't mind being alone. I just
A plus one person. Always.
No, I am.
You don't
not.
Like to go to stuff without a person.
Where are you talking? I go out to eat by myself. I go to movies by myself. I go shopping by myself. I spent a good chunk of alone before I met Wylene. I don't mind being alone. I just don't like being with the wrong person. Sometimes you're with somebody that sucks so bad, you feel like you're alone. you know, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, yeah, I'm not, and I'm a romantic guy. It doesn't mean I'm like, I need to be held and touched and, you know, I'm alone all day, Molly. All day I'm alone.
I'm alone.
I'm alone.
Well, you do need to figure out something nice to do for your wife for Valentine's Day.
I have an idea, but I can't say because she listened to the podcast.
Right. No, that's fine.
So you'll find out what I'm doing. Yeah, I actually, it's on, I don't want to ruin it, but it'll be memorable. That's for sure. Uh-huh. I wanted to dress up like Cupid and go visit her at work. But
that's a no. I mean, for all of us.
Yeah, because that's
everyone.
What is that, a diaper? Is that what Cupid wears? Cupid's a baby, correct?
Yes. It's like a diaper. And then you're wearing like a curly-haired wig. And you've got like a sash that says like love or something. And then you've got a bow and arrow. It would be terrifying. You would look like the biggest creeper ever. Showing up at her work. She's an executive. I know. You've already embarrassed her enough with like tank tops at stuff and the podcast. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm not doing it because she nixed it. At first, you just got to test things out, you know, to see how warm the water was. Well, the water is very cold when I mentioned that. And I'm like, note to self, no surprises at work. Dressed as Cupid. I can see myself dressed as Cupid, though.
I can see you dressed as a
I can. Yeah. All right. So we have that keyword for the Valentine's Day. Don't screw it up. Promotion in which you're going to be hooked up. If you've been listening, you already know what's in it. All right. So, Molly, do you want to give the keyword?
Yes. The keyword is rose, a very popular flower to gift someone on Valentine's Day. Rose, R-O-S-E. So you're going to go to bigpartyshow.com, click on contest, put in the keyword rose. For your chance to win the Valentine's Day package that will save you from suffering by saying, I don't have anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure that you're like dating somebody legit, not 3 months and you could scare them.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess 3 months is a bit, I guess I was thinking of young love, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it's sweet. It's definitely, I just, you know, don't go by my matrix. I'm not someone to measure romance by. I'm not romantic.
If you listen to the podcast, you know. She's
anybody who's listened to this knows they're like, Peter is a saint. I'm like, yeah, well, he knew who he married.
He knew who he married. All right, so the Olympics are going on. Are you watching any of it? A lot of it is Lindsey Vonn talk, but she just wiped out. She just crashed again, like 13 seconds into the gold run, and they had to airlift her away again, which sucks.
How many airlifts does she get? I mean, you get charged for that.
I'm sure, yeah, because on her practice round, she got airlifted, and this one, she got airlifted again. So, but we still took the gold. I guess what the big story that's going on right now, it's doping claims. Have you heard of this? They're calling it a penis gate.
What?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. And this is for the male ski jumpers, the one that jump and they like a flying squirrel. So what's being claimed, it's by a German tabloid, but what they're saying is that some male ski jumpers have been injecting this type of, hyaluronic acid into their genital area to temporarily enlarge it so they can get slightly larger ski suits based on body measurement. So basically that extra suit space area could theoretically improve their aerodynamic lift. So what it is, it's a giant, you know, manhood down there. And then when it shrinks down, then it becomes more clothier. Okay. So that like a skin.
So does
on
this
a squirrel.
Have every guy going, wait, what's that stuff?
I'm guessing. I know. They're dubbing it penis gate. I don't know how accurate it is. When I see tabloid, I generally think tabloid.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what they're claiming that some of them are doing. I'm like, oh, my God.
I didn't realize that the ski suit made any difference. I would think that you could wear whatever kind of ski suit you want. I mean, it's just a uniform. So
it's just a uniform, but it's tight, right? They have them tight.
Okay, but if it's, does it give you better lift if it's got more junk?
If it's loose. Yeah, that's what they're assuming. That's what they think that is happening, because it's that extra fabric that'll just lift you up. I don't know. I think that's one of the most terrifying sports in the Olympics. Is that?
Are you kidding me? Did you see that guy in the figure skater, that Ilya, who did he did a backflip on the ice? I seriously was like borderline heart attack watching this. I was like, what happens if you don't land right? Do you just fracture every bone in your body?
So he did.
He was skating and he did a mid-air backflip, like
during the performance,
and then ta-da, and landed and kept skating.
I've never heard of that before. That doesn't sound very classical. You know, normally it's a lot of spinning.
It looked amazing, but at the same time, you're watching it, you're just terrified. You're thinking, how did you even practice? Like, did you have harnesses at some point? I mean, how do you even practice that without breaking your head open?
Well, I mean, look at the other stuff they do. I mean, they're doing these crazy
and it terrifies.
Anyway.
That all terrifies me. The ice skating stuff terrifies me because ice is so hard.
Yeah.
You just think if you fall, shatter everything.
It's going to hurt. Yeah, like at that Lancers game, their guys are falling left and right. And I was amazed at how fast they can just pop up. I guess if you're born on skates, though.
Hockey, they're all in gear.
Yeah.
With these figure skaters, they're just in tights. I mean, they're not wearing padding. I mean, they're falling in spandex. I mean, there's no extra, except for they've got those skater butts that are like amazing. Apparently everyone's going to be watching it now. Thanks to the heated rivalry. Everyone's like, check out that skater butt.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I don't, I listen, the Olympics to me.
Uh-huh. It's another sports category that you're not.
Yeah, I like the figure skating, but like other than that, I'm not really.
I just like the count. You know, I watched the opening ceremony and I was bored as hell. I was, you know, that's just hours of boredom, just hours of boredom. I watched it live. Then I found out that they were doing it again at night. So, yeah, that stuff's boring. But you know what? I don't know what I like more. I don't know if I like Summer Olympic, or you know, the Summer Olympics or the Winter Olympics.
I like Winter Olympics better.
Okay, but you don't
just because I like all the skiing and everything like that. I like all the speed skating. Like I like that stuff. I'm not like running. I don't want to watch somebody run. I don't even like to run, let alone like watch someone else run.
I like to watch them run. I like to watch the ladies.
You can't tell
run.
How fast they are. They have to have a regular person running along so you can appreciate how fast they are. It's the same thing with swimming. They need to have somebody swimming where you can see how quickly these people are swimming.
I don't like swimming, so that's why I don't watch the swimming. The diving is okay, I think.
Gymnastics. I like the gymnastics.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Go USA. Go USA. So how was your Galentine's Day?
Delicious. It was lovely. We had all sorts of vegetarian food. My husband would have been so grossed out. Really? We had like this chickpea dinner with all sorts of like Mediterranean sides. It was so good. And then I brought a chocolate dipped strawberry bouquet.
What did you dip your own chocolates?
No, I got it at the strawberries? Store.
Okay.
But it was like a whole thing. It was like a dozen strawberries on sticks, like in a vase.
See, now that's why Peter's asking, just give me his name.
He never saw it. I kept it in the car.
Oh, Liz, why did you do that? That's even more suspicious. Because
it was cold. It needed to stay cold.
Okay.
And it was too big to fit in the fridge. And obviously it's cold enough outside where I was like, well, I'll just keep it in the car. So I kept it in the car.
Sounds very suspicious to me, buddy.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's his
name?
Then
I met my boyfriend and we ate chocolate covered strawberries while I slept.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect date night.
Perfect date.
So did she make all that stuff then?
And
okay.
So
was it just you two?
No, there were three of us.
Oh.
And had wine, talked about dating. I mean, it was really fun. It was really like it was a total girls like comfy clothes, fuzzy socks, lots of wine, vegetarian food.
When you're talking about dating, is what kind of things do you talk about?
Like
kissing and or like or just going on dates. Nothing sexual, I'm sure, right?
Well, one of our friends is single, and so she was talking about dating, and we were talking about one of the guys she's been seeing, and like it was just fun. It just reminded me of being like in your 20s again. You're like, what else did he say? You're like, girl, text him right now. She's like, should I? We're like, yes.
What?
So then she texts him, and we're like, how long till he texts back? And then he texts back, and he's like texting all the stuff, and we're like, say this to him.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
It was so fun. It was so fun. Yep.
Wow.
So we're like group texting. This guy has no idea that on the other end are like three women. Like, yes.
So what is she saying? Is she saying like sexual, like stuff, like trying to get
him? No, not everything okay. is sexual.
Well, I know that. I'm just asking what kind of things was she saying to get this response?
Just like different stuff. Like, oh, what's that all about? Like, just when are you coming in? You know, all just different, like girly kind of fun stuff.
Guys don't do that. Guys aren't hanging out texting. No, if anything, if you were doing a Galentine's with, I guess it wouldn't be a Galentine's if it was with dudes.
No, it was just ladies.
That's
and then we were like going through like her dating profile and like basically seeing like the different guys that have that are like options. I mean, I don't know much about the dating apps, so it's always fun to play with somebody else's.
Yeah, I know.
Just like who else is out there? What else is out there? Just keep my options open.
It's a special Valentine's Day podcast.
Peter.
People. Yeah.
I did some searching. There are a lot of available people apparently within the 50-mile radius of this house.
Gosh, I haven't looked at a dating app in so long.
Intimidating.
Yeah, I can
because
imagine.
Because I just don't believe anybody anymore.
Uh-uh.
I just don't believe anyone. And I think that's what's so sad is like, at least if you meet somebody in real life, the whole big lie would be they'd lie to you about their name or they'd lie to you about like where they work or what have you. I mean, you had to do a little recon, but at least the person that you were looking at is the person that you see, as opposed to like these dating apps where they have these pictures and then you meet them in person and you're like, that is
it's different. I've had guy friends that have walked into that scenario where the person they were meeting, the picture's obviously years ago, you know, and the person wasn't the same person that he was digging in the photo. Mm. So I asked him, what do you do then? He just says,
go to the bathroom and never come back.
No, that's rude. He would stick it out because it's not, you know, it's part of the game.
Take an emergency phone call. Oh, no.
Yeah,
the cat's in the hospital. I got to go.
That's a chick thing, you know, I think. But he just stuck it out. And that also he had templates, too, whenever he would. Because it's a game, Molly. Whatever he would reach out, he'd just cut and paste.
See, that's what I mean. But yeah. Everybody had pickup lines. How is that any different than when people met in real life and there were like lines that they would use on somebody to get
but
them
those
talking?
Those are pickup lines. Not some drawn out paragraph that's, you know, very well written so you don't look like a creep.
Yeah, that's what a pickup line is. It's something that you made up to not, I mean, in order to put your best foot forward. A pickup line is the same thing.
Oh, I'm thinking a one-liner then. Okay, I was thinking like, hey, sexy, what you got swinging? You smell like you need me in your life. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of that stuff.
Makes more sense now when you were talking about being single for a while.
Oh, quit it.
It's all coming together.
Full circle, Molly. Full circle. Hey, on the after party Tuesday, we're going to break down those commercials that that we saw on the Super Bowl. All right, we still have time today. Make sure you check it out. It's anywhere you get your podcast. It's called The After Party with Big Party and Molly. Basically, it's a continuation of the Big Party Show. You wanted more, and we're giving you more. All right, we're going to get out of here, though. Enjoy your day. Drop your name at bigpartyshow.com if you want Lancer tickets. Also, you got that keyword. What was it again, Molly? Rose?
Rose.
Rose, because that thing is getting given away here soon, very soon. You have a couple more opportunities to get in on this. All right, so we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Tuesday in the after party. Have a safe day and do yourself good.